you're listening to How Do I Deal? I'm Ella.
And I'm Jay.
And today our topic is breakups.
Breaking up.
Oh, no, I'm here with that.
Feeling sad and breakups.
Yeah.
Oh, there are so many different kinds of breakups.
Yeah.
I think that's, well, this is what I was saying to you yesterday about, was it yesterday? I can't remember.
Possibly. Also, one thing that I felt really bad about is, I haven't, like, left your side for the last...
That's okay.
Like, hey, come over. I was going to tag you in something on Instagram before, and I was like, okay, I need to, like, let Ella play a little bit and not just, like, replace my boyfriend with her.
I can understand, because it's, like, 100% what I did last week when the person who broke up with me, who I won't say.
I feel like we should make up, like, a code name or code...
Code name.
A code name or code names.
All right. Well, I'm going to say... do I use a description of, like, his...
Oh, maybe, like, a personality or, like...
Yeah, all right, like...
Personality or band.
Can I call him, like, Anxious Long Hair? Okay, so Anxious Long Hair broke up with me, like, 2 weeks ago. And one of the first things I did was fill my entire day up with people and things and not let myself be alone, because it's either, like, being afraid of your own emotions, like being alone, and then feeling everything.
Yeah.
So I can completely understand where you're coming from and being like, don't I want to be alone? Or,
yeah.
And it's helpful, because I think if you surround yourself with good people, like happy people,
yeah,
it tends to take your mind off it. And then it's just like the night times where you're...
When you are alone.
Yeah.
I think I've noticed that as well, because...
What's your code name?
Oh, God. Long hair.
Yeah, okay. So we have a type. We're clearly long-haired, loving girls.
Yeah. Quiet long hair.
All right, I have anxious long hair and you have quiet long hair.
Fuck, right. We know how to pick it.
Yeah. We're so creative.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed the alone thing, and I think... I don't know. So many things. So
yeah. But it does, I think, gets easier to do. And it is really crucial that you have your alone time to think and process. Because if it doesn't start happening, then you start going to a complete denial phase.
Yeah.
And if you, so.
One thing, I guess one good thing that's come, that I've noticed in the last few days that's come, I guess, from my breakup is... I've always had, like, a really strong aversion to feeling sad or being sad.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, sometimes I'll get sad and, like, have a little cry, but, I always make sure that it's when I was with quiet long hair. Because I'm like, oh, no, he can, like, he'll help me out of it. Or, you know, if I'm around someone, I guess I don't mind crying because I'm like, it's really temporary and I'll try, I'll try and turn it off, but... I never cry when I'm by myself because I'm, I don't know, it's like this fear of sadness.
Yeah.
But because I've been really sad because we've broken up, it's kind of, I guess it's kind of helped in a way. I'm like, it's not the worst thing in the world. Like, it's actually quite refreshing.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't feel, you know, shit for feeling, I shouldn't feel afraid of being sad.
Well, yeah, because it's a completely, necessary part of life.
Mm.
And if it's the whole, like, hippie way of looking at it. If you're not sad, like, how do you know what happy is and, like, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, and also, I was talking to a girl today and we were kind of talking about emotions and, like, whether you do feel sad or happy or, like, whatever, like, let it, like, let that be.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, I can't... Like, you just have to, like, accept the feelings that you're feeling, I guess, at that moment. And just, like, let them pass.
Yeah, yeah.
And not, like, get hung up on it, which I do often, but yeah.
Yeah. And it's a weird one, because it's, the thing I was saying at this top, that there are so many different kinds of breakups. Yeah. And that, like, yours was a long-term relationship.
Yeah, should we quickly get into, like, without, you know, like, gory details and, like, massive details, just, like, a bit of an overview of
I think
the breakups that we're talking about.
That would be helpful for the listener, I think, to kind of come in on, like, blindsided, like, what the fuck's going on here?
What is my life?
Sorry, we're a little bit emotionally upset. We've just been broken up with.
We've been dumped. That's the first thing I said to Kim when I walked, like, I guess, like, on Friday night, my boyfriend broke up with me. And I'd, like, just left my house with, like, a big old bag full of, like, groceries and, like, clothes and my dog and everything. And then I came back, like, into my house after we'd broken up, and I just walked into Kim's room and I was like, quiet long hair dumped me. Like, what am I for?
Yeah, it sounds like dumped me. Yeah, like in the playground, grade six. Like, someone would come.
You're dumped.
Yeah, I'm dumped. Like,
that's
no one
what he ever said to me. That's what quiet long hair said to me. You're dumped.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
You're canned.
Just imagine.
I'm thinking of like
you're
some canned.
Sort of. You're dropped.
You're dropped. I was like, what's the Puberty Blues version of that? You're dropped. But, I suppose. Do you want to go first, or...?
So just on that, basically, I was in a relationship for probably 4 years, or close to 4 years, I don't really know. It was good, like, it was, like, all pretty good for the most part, or I don't know, it's still really fresh, so I guess I'm just going through it, but, it was kind of a bit of a shock to hear that, I guess, he felt that way, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, just picking up the pieces.
Yeah, and it's going to be completely different for you, because you would have set so many habits in play.
Yeah.
4 years with someone would be insane.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, because my anxious long hair dumped me like 2 weeks ago, and it was my first proper, like, love, which was insane, because I'm the kind of girl who doesn't stay in relationships or even form relationships. Mm-hmm. Probably some sort of deep-seated fear of, like, rejection or something, I'm not sure. My parents divorced when I was young. No. And so I've never met someone who I'd gotten along with so well. It was only 3 months long, but had exchanged, like, the I love yous, like...
Yeah.
Like, and it was legitimate love and very vulnerable position. And it was a complication of our relationship. It was friends that were involved. There was, jealousy and, betrayal. And this is an episode of Neighbours, yes. But I suppose...
He broke up with you in Aaron's phone.
Yeah. In Ramsey Street, I was left crying in a puddle of my own tears.
I saw you down at Lassiter's.
Lassiter's. Yeah, I was like, look, Paul, when can we start drinking alcohol? And he's like, you know, Ella, it's at 10 o'clock. I think starts, so just calm right down. So it was a weird thing of, I suppose, two people liking each other and then not being able to because of... other people,
outside sources, essentially.
Which it does sound like a poor excuse, and I think some people listening would be like, that girl has no idea, like, she's been dumped and she still thinks that he likes her.
I can see from, like, just hearing the story, if people did come to that conclusion, but, I don't know, the whole, like, it was a weird thing, because I think you guys had a pretty, like it's just a strange connection.
Yeah,
but I've never seen that before. I've never seen it with you. Like, it was intense.
Yeah.
For the time it lasted.
Oh, for sure. So I suppose it's like two different versions. I was speaking the other day about how there's more than that. So many. There's like long term, short term flings. There's like people break up with people because they cheated.
Yeah.
There's, like, violence. There's all sorts of different kinds of breakups.
Homosexuality,
yeah.
From, like, either partner.
Yeah. Yeah. They, like, aren't comfortable being with that person.
So many. And, like, I mean, there's, like, a lot of different types of breakups, but I guess, like, every single breakup between every single person is, like, circumstantial. To that person.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Like, there's always going to be so many, like, massive differences because no one ever had your relationship.
Yeah.
Apart from you and that person. And, like, yeah, I was thinking some things today about, like, quiet long hair. I don't know, and I was like, you know, only he would understand that, like, I might feel this way. just because of, do you know what I mean? And yeah. I feel it's the same with you and anxious long hair, or anyone that's broken up.
Sorry, I love that we've, like, it is very serious kind of, like, topic, but because we've given them these nicknames, it's making it really, like, doable.
It is, and it's also, like, I'm surprised that I haven't slipped up once.
Yeah, and said their names, I know, yeah. You've done really well.
And also, probably the only people that will ever listen to this are, like, our friends who know exactly who we're talking about. We might as well be really, like, yeah. explicit.
That's true.
Yeah.
But... No, I think it also, with breakups, when your friends are going through them, and it's just insane that, like, we're best friends and within 2 weeks, like, our partners have broken up with us.
I know.
That it's hard to know what to do for someone because everybody has their own way of dealing.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it, and that's, like, half the reason why we're doing this is because we thought we're dealing with it in a pretty, like, mature way, and the discussions are pretty open and...
And basically, yeah, basically, I think we think, I haven't got, you know, like, answers from anyone else, but I think we think we're, like, we're pretty fucking mature. Like,
pretty mature.
We know what we're doing.
Like, very wise.
We're pretty aware of, you know.
I
don't know if that's true, like, outside of our discussions, but that's kind of, I guess, why we're doing this.
I think
this.
For 25-year-old people, we've, I mean, not claiming to know everything at all, no way, but,
Four times eight.
Don't do maths. See, I can't understand why people test intelligence with maths because I would be like in a very special class with some very special adults if that's how everyone's measured.
This is no shit. Grade five, we would, you know, like I'm also very, very bad at maths. So our teacher would, like, you know, we'd be doing our, like, maths equations or, like, whatever. And our teacher would, like, pick us out. So she'd be like, Ella, like, come up here and, you know, and she'd just, like, stand there and quiz you, like, yeah, like, 5 times 4, like, 7 times 9, but she did it, I don't even know if she realised, she did it, like, right next to a little chart that had times on it. So, not that this is, like, good for the podcast, but she'd be like, you know, 11 times 2, and I'd be like, 22, is it? Like, just looking, like, quickly, like, darting my eyes at the chart, and, like, yeah. Sorry.
That's good tangent, but yeah, like, do not, like, our emotional intelligence, let's just say we're emotionally intelligent.
Yeah,
I think what do we call it? Street smarts.
Street smarts.
We don't have book smarts, we got street smarts. Yeah.
But, for sure.
It's hard, like, how have you, I suppose, like, we should talk about the process of, like, the first feeling, like, the first kind of, like, take it through, well, because you've only been, it's only been 5 days.
Yeah, has it been 5? I also want to say, I noticed from, I think, what day is it today?
Tuesday.
Okay, so on, I don't know, I can't, everything's blurring into one, but the other night I was talking to you and I was saying, like, you know, I really feel like this and I feel like it's a really good thing that this has happened and, you know, I want us to be friends and, like, this and that, and I was so sure and so definite about what I said. And then I woke up the next day and I was like, I don't think any of that anymore. I will do, like, whatever it takes to get back with him. I'll, like, you know, this, that, and the other. So it's hard because we're putting this, like, on the record. But I think because it is still so fresh, I don't actually know, like, how I feel and what I want. Like, because it does alter with my mood, apparently, or, like, every day. So that's, like, if it sounds like I'm changing my mind all the time, it's because I'm still processing, I guess.
Yeah, oh, for sure, because there's no, I think that there's, like, 5 stages of whatever when it comes to, like, any sort of traumatic thing, and I always thought that was a bit bullshit, but it's kind of true, like, it's, like, oh, there's, like, bargaining.
Yeah, I know there's, like, anger, I know, acceptance is the last one.
Yeah, look, we're far from acceptance right now.
I know there's, like, anger, maybe that's, like, the third one. Yeah, bartering.
Yeah, because I think I went through that all on the phone with him. Like, because also, like, okay, don't hold it against anxious long hair, but he broke up with me over the phone. So, I mean, maybe I'll, like, throw out his Twitter handle or something and hurl some abuse at him.
Yeah.
But it's not etiquette, but we'd already tried to, well, like, break up once before and in person, and we just ended up making out, so... Obviously, it wasn't the most effective way, so I can understand why the phone was in play, but I was being... Because we're quite emotionally mature people.
Mm.
When I wasn't convinced that it was actually happening, I was, like, kind of like, you know what, you've got to do what's best for you, and if you're feeling really, like, confused or anxious long hair, hashtag anxious long hair, if you're feeling confused or anxious about your friend or guilty about, like, not being completely honest with him, then you've got to do what's best for you. And I don't want you to feel bad, blah, 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 blah. And then he said, yeah, okay, like, well, I've got to end this. And straight up, I was, like, instant crying. I was like, fuck off. I hate you. I love you. I miss you. What are you doing? I'm not sure. And so, I mean, it can really change someone's perspective on something when something suddenly becomes very real.
Yes.
And I think I've only just gotten to a stage where not even, there's definitely not acceptance at any form, because there is still always that feeling, because it's not like, in a way, I think it's weird because it borderlines, like, it's loss, but it doesn't come in the category of death, because death is a permanent, like, final thing. It's weird being, knowing it's like...
Well, then it's like, it's, yeah, it's like loss with a big question mark hanging over
it. Yeah, because, like, they're still around, especially if, like, well, you're quiet, long hair, got same friend circles. It's hard not to, like, think about...
Although, like, when I do think about that, I'm like, they're kind of his friend circle.
Yeah. Well, 4 years. You've made friends.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
But yeah, it's it's really strange. And it is, I understand what you're saying in that every day, oh fuck, every hour can bring a completely new set of emotions. Yeah. Like, you can see the sun shining and just be like, you know what, I'm completely content with this. This person wasn't meant to be in my life, and get really spiritual and happy about it.
Mm.
But then you can, you know, next hour you get a bad coffee and you're like, well, doesn't life fucking hate me?
Why? Yeah, me?
Exactly. And so, like, I think it is important to, like, discuss and be aware of all these kinds of, like, fluctuations and things. Mm. And there's no right thing to say.
Yeah, no, no.
Just being around you, like, being around good people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or taking the time to do something that you love or talk to someone that you love.
Yeah. I think, actually, that's, I remembered what I was going to say before.
Yeah.
20 minutes ago. I might have forgotten. Sorry, I get so distracted. Yeah. So I guess, and this is different for everyone, but I don't know if my instinct is to, like, go off and be by myself when I'm sad.
Mm.
I don't really know if that's my, like, yeah, first instinct, but I think, like, not that I've had to force myself to be around friends, like, I've wanted to be around friends, but being around friends has made me realise, like, oh my god, this is, like, that was exactly what I needed. I needed to have dinner with you guys, or I needed to have, like, I just needed to talk to you about that, or it's, like, really refreshing. And even yesterday, I was, like, it's, like, at work, just, like, like, bawling my bloody eyeballs out. And then I went and saw our boss, and I was, like, sitting up at the desk, and she's, like, how are you? And I was, like, yeah, good. I just started bawling, because I hadn't seen anyone all day. And then as soon as I, like, got out what I was just, like, thinking at that point, you know, like, you know, I'm just angry at this, and I was blah, 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 I felt instantly better, like, just saying it out loud.
Yeah.
So maybe I should start doing that just to myself even, you know, like, just say it out loud, get it out.
Well, that's what we were discussing yesterday, I think, about. I was in a little bit of a denial phase, thinking that I was going to get back with anxious long hair.
Mm.
Also because my mother and I had both seen psychics and they'd said that we were getting back together, which is, it's a bit silly, I know, but it was played on the back of my mind a lot. But saying it out loud to you, just saying, like, he doesn't want to, if he wanted to be with me, we'd be together.
Mm.
Like, someone who, like, loves you won't, well, I mean, they can still love you and break up with you, but someone who, like, is in love with you and wants to be with you won't break up with you.
Yeah.
So I said that out loud to you, and it was because I'd heard my own words in the air. It was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's happened.
That's real.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to be with you, and he isn't with you, and it was really tough, but a good kind of pinpoint on the whole map of the relationship or end of relationship, where it's, like, really quite important, and feeling like I can slowly start letting go of some things.
Yeah.
Although today wasn't a great day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was, the sun was, you know, it's the sun.
Oh, my God, it happened to me. Did it make you so nostalgic?
Yeah.
About, like, something that might not have ever existed?
The thing is, because we were only together through the winter months, I was imagining our life together in spring. It was just a crazy girl moment where it was like, oh, my God, he'd be wearing, like, a T-shirt with it rolled up because he's kind of, like, rocky and, like, he'd have, like, cool sunglasses on and, I don't know, just crazy, crazy talk. Yeah. But, It's just bursts of that, and, like, I suppose slowly, it starts to be less and less every day.
Yeah.
I definitely, like, haven't cried in about him in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, I cried when I was at Mum's house, but I think I was just tired.
Yeah.
But last time I cried, it was the same kind of deal. Like, I was in a kitchen, and I was crouched down in front of the cupboard, and I was like, felt a wave of sadness, and I was like, keep it together.
Yeah.
And then had to just sit back on the floor and start bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
But then the weird part of my brain was like, this would make a great country song. It'd be something like, I'm crouching in the kitchen crying, and I don't know what to do. I don't know. It's a funny thing.
It's funny how your brain works. When Quiet, Long Hair and I broke up, we were sitting in my car and he kind of like met me out the front of his house and like got into the car and was, you know, like really upset, and I was just like staring, like when he was just sort of talking, I was just staring at this car in front of me, and there was like a weird shaped S on the back of the car, and I'm like just tracing the S like with my eyes, like just tracing it for, like a day could have passed, I'm not sure, I just like wasn't, like I was paying attention, but I felt, it was like out of body. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't escalate, but, like, it went on, and I was like, you have to get out. Like, you have to get out of the car. And he got out of the car and, like, shut the door. And I was like, howling into my fucking into my steering wheel, just, like, really, like, crying into it because it was sitting, you know, in front of me. And then I was like, this would be a really funny, like, comedy sketch. Like, this really dark, like, sad thing just happens. This girl's, like, just crying into her steering wheel and, like, presses the horn with her nose and just, like, sets the horn off. And, like, the ex-boyfriend or, like, boyfriend that's just broken up is, like, crying, like, walking across the road, and then, like, the horn goes off. You know, like,
it's kind of like...
It's funny how your brain...
It is. It's so strange. And have you noticed anything physical happen to you? Because, like, your emotions are completely connected to your physical body.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about this today. I have I think this is something that I need to work on. I have a really hard time, seeing my entire body as a whole.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Being aware of
physical things. Definitely like sick in the stomach the first 2 days.
Yeah.
But
I think that it sounds like so melodramatic, but like when it happened for the first 2 days, like my heart, like physically where my heart is, was aching.
Yeah.
And I was like, obviously because we're the people that we are, we can make jokes and we can, even in the like craziest of times.
Mm.
And I was thinking like, fuck, you're being dramatic, but it was like a physical pain in your chest.
Yeah.
And yeah, for the past 2 weeks, I've actually been weird with eating, and I don't have a problem with eating, you know me, I fucking love food, at any time, day or night, even if I'm, like, sick, I will still eat, and I was eating McDonald's the other day, and
I nearly fell off my chair, and what?
And had to spit it out, because I was feeling so nauseous, and that's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, because what you're saying, like, a couple of weeks ago, what did you, like, you woke up at, like, 3 a.m, and
ate a whole pizza.
Feeling good life.
Yeah. And ate a whole pizza.
I woke up at 3 a.m. and ate a whole pizza.
Yeah. Because it goes both ways. Also, so physically, it's all attached to, like, it's all attached, and, like, emotions for me are very attached to food. So, obviously, I've never really had a problem with it in the way that I would just constantly eat no matter what was happening.
Yeah.
But, so, like, I was really sad, woke up, ate an entire pizza, because I was very sad, but then have had the other end of it where I have actually spat food out, which is insane.
Mm.
And yeah, just the like sick feelings in the stomach, which is really weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I think it's getting better, but it is being aware. You're right about actually taking the time to be aware, because I was thinking about feeling sick and wondering, I'm like, oh, this is weird. Why am I doing this? But once you can pinpoint it to your emotions, I think you can start working on like whatever's causing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think, can I ask, like, do you see you and anxious long hair, like, what do you think about? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you see that? Are you resigning yourself to the fact that it's not going to happen?
Well, I'm getting there. Like, I'm actually actively working on that.
Mm.
There's one part of me that I definitely can't shut down because I'm, like, still in love with him.
Mm.
And that, I've, like, never been in love before, so that's not going to go away, I don't think.
Yeah.
Or easily. So, I don't know, because part of it is just memory and, like, imagination, I think. We could be this and we could be that, and it might just be because he's not there, not here anymore, that I'm making it all up. Yeah. And I'm like, it could be good, it could be this, could be that.
Mm.
I don't know, I'm in two minds.
Yeah.
At the moment, actively trying to work on, like, saying goodbye or not holding on to, okay, like, last night, for the first night, I didn't stalk his Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, okay, so, that's like, good.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Bambino steps.
Yeah.
Because it is, like, it's crazy. And I'm just like, as emotionally mature as we are, there's still crazy girl, like, inside of me.
Yeah.
I remember he posted something. He hadn't posted anything since he'd dumped me. Since I've been dropped. Yeah. And he posted something and I was like, oh, this doesn't hint towards missing me at all. Mm. Or even, because some of my posts have been completely directed at him.
Yeah, right. I don't have Facebook. I'm like, what kind of stuff?
Oh, no, on Instagram, like quotes or like photos of like things of holding things of his, but just making a pun. Like if he sees this, only he will know that like I'm kind of like reaching out or letting him know that like I miss him.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I'm fucking manipulative.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. Like.
Oh my god. All right. No.
So this is all bad stuff. Like I think if you need to say something to someone,
just say it.
So, he posted and it was all some sort of, like, boring band thing. And I was just like, oh, okay. Well, he seems to be doing quite well. He's not torn
up. Well, I hope you're happy.
Yeah, you're not torn up inside. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But I think that, like, with every kind of time that happens, it's just going to get a little bit easier to deal with.
And
eventually, like, I hope to go days and then be like, oh, that's right, I haven't checked Anxious Long Hair's Instagram in a while.
From like, my past experience, like, my last, like, real relationship. I don't mean real as in the, you know, but just, like, serious relationship.
Yeah.
I think because I was, like, a lot younger and I didn't have any, like, tools at all to deal with, like, him breaking up with me. I was devastated, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, like, torture myself for ages, like, for, like, a really, like, embarrassingly long time after we broke up. I would torture myself by, like, going onto his Facebook page. Instagram wasn't a thing then.
Yeah.
you know, like, just
you're
like,
showing doing our age.
Like, reading, and, like, reading into, like, every little thing and, like, talking to him at any opportunity that I could and, like, trying to fucking reason my way back into his life. With, like, I don't have Facebook now, so that's a good thing. I do have Instagram and this is insane.
It's all right. We're in a safe space.
I've been like, but Instagram's all I've got. And cause I've like had a lot of spare time. It's hard. Like, I'm just like, what do I do with my phone? Like I can, you know, whatever. So, in the section on Instagram, how you can go like, I guess it's like news and then it's like you and following. And if you click on following, it says, like, what'll be friends with. I've been checking it, like, constantly to see if he's just, like, liked anyone's pictures.
Yeah.
And then he did today, and it was, just, like, someone's picture, and I was like, is that a girl?
Yes, yes!
And I was like, oh, no, she's, like, an illustrator, because, you know, he's into that.
Drawing, blah, blah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's right.
Like, yeah.
But what happens, like, when it is a girl? And, you know, like, it's that's going to happen. Like,
yeah.
Stop torturing yourself. Like, yeah. Block him for yeah. the time being. Or yeah. just, like, stop going on there.
You know? It is, like, and it's like,
what am I even doing?
It is really important that we've spoken about this because it is like toxic behavior.
Yeah,
that kind of like you will let your mind will like go to crazy places if you
yeah.
let it.
Yeah.
So I think that like because I was doing the same thing. There'd be like an Instagram photo, and there's like you know how many people liked it,
and do you like 26 likes. Like, yeah. Click on all of the yeah. likers and go through them.
Go through yeah. them. Yeah. Just who's this? Oh, I don't know. Who's this girl? Never heard of her. So who's this Katie person? There's just no Katie, I have no idea. But yeah, I think it's important to, I think if you really like, you know, it's the end of something.
Yeah.
You have to let it go and.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what I.
But other girls are a whole different chapter. Like that opens up something insane. Like. Because we're both pretty fresh, I can't even imagine anxious or quiet long hair dating other people like that.
Oh yeah, like
that that's... is not even okay territory.
I know, I know.
That's like Kia bitch's car, and it's not even her. It's not even her fault. Like it's just crazy like thoughts.
How like and this is one thing that I think I need to another thing that I need to work on. Add it to the pie is. I think, I don't know if this is the same for you or the same for anyone, but certainly for me, like, when you're talking about this, do you think it's, like, easy to go to the emotion, like, anger or...
Yeah.
Or not so much... Yeah, I guess, like, anger, like, oh, you know, I'll be so frustrated when, like, I'll be so fucking mad when they, like, pick up other people.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm feeling that as well. And it's so... Yeah, it's so easy to go to that emotion. Yeah.
I think it's hard because,
to
like,
not to let that go.
Because there's only two... emotional bases, and yeah. that's fear and love.
Yeah,
and like anger comes from fear.
Yeah, and jealousy and all.
Jealousy all comes from fear. So it's yeah. like I suppose when we think of these kinds of things, it'd be like fear that they'll meet someone better.
Yeah,
or fear that like
we will won't ever be with them again.
Yeah,
or yeah,
fear that we won't be loved or we're yeah. not lovable or yeah. Something like that, which is. Like, you want to always try to be actively working from, like, the love-based emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's where all the crazy comes in. Comes from
yeah,
fear.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, actually, I've never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people, like, put someone in a corner and, like, when they're scared, they'll be the worst person.
Yeah.
Whether that's, like, we've met people who... We've openly said that, like, their behaviour's absolutely appalling and... They're being absolute shitheads, and we've both said they need love.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
they're scared.
Yeah.
And, like, recognizing that is a really good way to diffuse a situation because you don't overthink it and you just go, yeah. like...
And you're not kind of, like, if, like, I guess if you do encounter, like, an angry or, you know, just a bit of a bitch.
Yeah. Just a bit of a hashtag bitch face. Yeah.
I guess... It's you can take a little bit of pride in that, like, you don't have to sink to their level of being, like, a bit shit as well. You
yeah.
can just say, like, okay, well, that person needs love. And that person, yeah. you know, that's yeah. not because of me. That's because yeah. they need love and they yeah. need, you know, to work on themselves.
Although it is a whole different story when we, if we ever see the long hairs getting about.
The long hairs. yeah.
The long hairs, if they're ever.
Do you think that? Do you think they're, like, catching up?
Not oh, wouldn't that be funny, really, exchanging like, notes, like...
What if they're doing a podcast?
That'd be so funny, the long-haired boy podcast.
Yeah.
And they're just like, so, like, we're both dating these crazy bitches.
Yeah, I yeah.
Oh, no. That'd be probably some sort of... That would probably be really good for them, actually.
Yeah.
Well,
I look forward to hearing
yeah.
it.
yes. Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, that's right. Using... I was going to say crutches. Using things to get through it. So, like...
Yeah.
I would say, like, mine's definitely based on, like, emotional eating.
Yeah.
But also, I've been drinking so much more than I normally would.
Yeah.
I don't ever drink during the week.
Mm.
Like, I would much prefer, like, a cordial, like a four-year-old. yeah. Over the taste of, like...
Give me a softy D any yeah, day. Yeah,
exactly.
Give me some of that sweet lemonade.
give me some of the sweet
lemonade. Damn sweet lemonade.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's been kind of, yeah, that point where it's, like, drinking a lot of, like, just it is using it. And it's, like, completely probably the wrong way to go about it.
Yeah.
But it is sort of a thing that I think everybody...
Yeah.
Not everybody, but some people would fall into, like, different things of, like, using different things to help them through.
Mm-hmm.
I've been lucky this time around because I've used sex in the past to get through, like, bad relationships, which is the opposite of what you do, guys. Like, you want to, like, be emotionally available for the person you're having intercourse with. You don't want to be a blank canvas who's just having sex to fill a void. Literally. I call my vagina the void. But yeah, so, like, I think the drinking... I haven't been drinking. Like, last night, didn't drink.
Yeah.
And possibly the night.
We drank lemonade last night.
We did. Yeah. We drank lemonade last night. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's funny that you bring up the alcohol thing because I think, I don't know. I'm the same. Like, I don't generally drink during the week. And I don't, I don't know. I've got a weird relationship with alcohol. Like, I'm totally fine without it. Like,
yeah.
But once I start drinking, I'm like, ooh, I want some more.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably my relationship with alcohol, but... I was buying ciggies just before you came over and I was literally like staring at the, I don't even drink wine, but I know you do. I'm like, I guess I don't mind it. I'm like staring at the fridge with wine in it and I'm like, do I? No. Yes? It's really cheap. Maybe I'll wait till Ella gets here and then like, if we want one, we can go and get one.
Yeah.
I was like, don't, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I've probably, drank more nights. In the past, like, 5 days, then I haven't, I guess.
Yeah. I suppose it's hard because yours was over a weekend.
Yeah.
So it's hard to tell, but...
Yeah.
I think it's more noticeable when you're at home alone and you, like, take the bottle of wine to your room. Oh, that... Jade just gestured to a bottle of wine on her bedroom floor.
In the corner.
Yeah. But, yeah, when you start, like... I'm going to be by myself, and it's a Wednesday night, and I'm going to drink this bottle of wine.
Yeah. It's so Bridget Jones,
isn't it?
It is
so like, Bridget Jones.
And, it almost seems cliche, like, I don't know, like, drinking wine in your room sad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, poor me. You know?
But I think it's because it's an effective tactic. I think we all do it because sometimes it's really, like, it is helpful.
Yeah.
I think, if we were completely, like, emotionally mature and the gurus that we think we are, we'd probably be fucking, like, meditating this out.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, it's very real, real life.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, this has been our first podcast.
Yeah.
We're doing,
kind of, yeah, I guess the idea came as, like, an advice-based podcast. So we were kind of working at, like, getting questions together, whether it be from friends or, like, you know, anonymous sort of questions. And then these breakups kind of happened and we were like, oh, maybe it's probably best to talk about these when it's still raw, when we're still, like, feeling it to try and get it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'd like to cover a broad range of things. Anything really, honestly.
Mm.
So if anyone had questions or whatever, I'll have to link like an email account because we haven't made one yet.
It's so fresh.
It's so fresh.
So fresh. Hits of
summer 2001.
Yeah. Something.
But yeah, so questions, topics.
Yeah. To an email address that we will, have.
That we will have, yes.
Yes.
We swear we'll be organised. We'll even make a title for it. But, rate, review, give us, like, options and things, I suppose, like, what you did like, what you don't like. Mm-hmm. Be nice, though, because, you know, we've just been, canned, so... but also dropped. If you want to...
We've been dropped.
If you want to send flowers, too. No.
Yeah. And I think... I don't know. I think we'll essentially come in with like, I don't know. It's still like a working sort of thing, but we'll come in with like broad sort of things that we want to talk about. But then we're kind of hoping to like knock down some questions if people have questions or, and like just know that it comes from a completely like a non-judgmental
space. Oh, for sure.
Like, and as I guess things go on, you'll sort of like get to know us and we're like,
yeah.
We, don't really have standards or morals or, you know, like...
We have morals.
Sorry, no, but you know what I mean, like, we're yeah. Not, it's, yeah.
We're
it's
pretty chill people, very
not
open.
From a judgy place.
Oh, no, hell no. Unless you are, like, a homophobe.
Or, like, racist. I can't deal with racism.
We can't deal with, sorry, if you are a racist, we will be total jerks to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, high fives. We did one. Yeah. Cool. Well, we'll see you guys. You'll hear us. We won't see you. Maybe we will. Are we following that? Are we
live episode?
Live episode? Live episode from, like, the Imperial? Oh, no. Book us the room. No, cool. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
See you soon. Bye.